Good evening, Major Healy.
Hi, Judy. Very good. Where's Tony?
Tony!
I have not seen Major Nelson since early this morning.
Well, that's not like him to be late. We've got a dinner date tonight, and I'm starved.
Well, I do not understand it. He has never been this late without calling me before.
Hmm. You're a little slow. Something funny is going on.
Something funny?
No, not that kind of funny. He's been in a secret conference all day with a lot of senators and generals.
And he did not tell you what it was all about?
Hmm. I haven't had a chance to get to him.
Oh, well, you do not think anything is wrong, do you?
No, what could go wrong? The only thing that puzzled
me. Hello, everybody.
Oh, good evening, Master.
We were worried about you, Master.
Well, I got tied up.
Well, listen, if we're going to dinner, we better make it an early one. We got to be at the simulator tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I won't be there, Raj.
What do you mean you won't be there?
Well, I've just come from General Peterson. I'm not in the space program anymore.
No longer an astronaut, Master?
That's right, Jeannie.
I can't believe it. Oh, they can't do that to you.
Oh, they didn't do it. I did it.
You mean you resigned?
That's right.
I can't believe it. Why would you want to do a thing like that?
Look, Roger, I'll wash up and we'll go out to dinner. I'd rather not discuss it tonight.
You don't want to discuss it? Being an astronaut's the most important thing in your whole life. You quit the program just like that. You don't want to discuss it? Okay, let's just not discuss the thing. Let's forget the whole thing. I'm your best friend. You don't want to discuss it? Okay, I'll tell you what. You can just discuss the whole thing without me together, that's why. You don't need me, I don't need you.
Major Healy seemed very upset.
Yeah, he is a little shocked, isn't he?
Well, you really do not have to go back to Cape Kennedy, Master?
No, Jeannie.
Oh, that is wonderful, Master. The first thing we will do is take a trip around the world. What color yacht would you prefer, Master? And would you rather travel east to west or west to east?
East to west. Or west to east. We're going to go to Columbus, Ohio.
What is a Columbus, Ohio?
It's a city, Jeannie. Now, I haven't retired, you know. I've got a new job.
What kind of a job?
Well, I'm going to head up a company that makes booster rockets for our missiles.
And you would rather do that and live in this Columbus, Ohio, than be an astronaut?
Well, it's not a question of what I'd rather do, Jeannie. It's that I couldn't turn it down.
But why not?
Because three senators and four generals asked me to take it. It seems that the man who was in charge retired, and there was no one else to take his place.
Well, if it makes you happy, it makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, why shouldn't I be happy? I'm going to be vice president in charge of production.
Vice president? Oh, I am pleased that they named a city after my friend.
The booster rockets are very important to the space program.
Columbus was such a nice man. Did you know that he used to get seasick?
The only other man Washington considered besides myself was a Professor Lakewood. He turned it down because his wife wouldn't leave Connecticut.
He should never have been a sailor.
That's the biggest break of my life. I have a huge salary and two secretaries, and I should be the happiest guy in the world.
Good. Shall we go out to dinner now, Master?
No, thank you, Jeannie. I'm not hungry. I think I'll go to bed early. Oh, would you mind, please? Thank you. Good night.
Oh, Major Nelson.
Yes, sir.
Come in. I just heard the news.
Is it true? Are you really leaving NASA?
Oh, yes, quite true, sir.
I can't believe it. I thought I knew you as well as I know any man in this world. And I'd bet my last dollar you'd never give up being an astronaut.
Well, you know how it is, sir. When a big opportunity comes along, you can't let it slip through your fingers. I just came in to pick up a few papers and things of mine.
I'll miss you on that world cruise.
Well, I'm not going on any world cruise.
No, I am. Mrs. Bellows has been after me for some time to do this. I couldn't leave before, of course. But now that you're leaving, I'm resigning.
Well, I don't understand, sir.
Major Nelson, I planned to resign and go back into civilian practice 2 years ago. But then you arrived, and I couldn't tear myself away. The first thing I'm going to do is take a year off and write a book about you. I've been taking quite a few notes.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to make you famous, Major.
Well, I really don't want to be that famous, sir.
Well, you can hardly avoid it. In some manner, I don't understand. You've been touched by fate.
By fate? Oh, no, it's not by fate, I can assure you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be losing track of you. I keep feeling I'm on the verge of discovering what there is about you. Oh, well. I'm sure our paths will cross again. Goodbye, Major.
Goodbye, sir.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Raj.
Nice.
Yeah, tie.
Oh, congratulations.
On what?
Oh, I just heard the news about your new civilian job.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you get a big opportunity like this, you just can't let it
slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
You're going to be vice president in charge of production.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Raj, the reason I took the job is because it...
Look, you know, if you explain it to me, I mean, you know, two secretaries, a big office. I mean, you'll be having a ball.
Yeah. Well, I'll still be in the space program. That's the important thing.
Yeah, you'll be behind a desk and I'll be here.
Raj. I don't need this thing anymore. Why don't you take it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, then, we'll probably be running into each other all the time. I mean, there's no use saying goodbye.
Sure, you can.
Well, look, I'll probably see you then.
Okay. Raj.
Probably you'll need the cord. Well.
I just can't go through with it, General Peterson.
We've been all through this before, Tony. You don't want to leave, and I don't want you to leave. But Washington feels you can do a more important job for the space program by running a missile plant, and that's that.
Yeah, well, couldn't you just tell him that
no,
you don't...
No, I can't. You heard him yesterday. They want you, and I'm under orders to deliver you. Now, if I could find a way to keep you here, don't you think I would?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, Tony. We've both given our word, and that's final.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's not going to be as bad as you think. You'll find out how the other half lives. Little luxury never hurt anybody.
The last thing I need in the world is luxury. I just turned down a cruise on my own yacht. Nothing, sir. Isn't there a chance that you could call somebody?
The subject is closed, Tony. All you can do is make the best of it. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you too, sir. And NASA.
About Major Nelson.
Oh, you mean the tycoon? Oh, don't worry about him. He's got it made. From now on, it's go, go, go with the martinis and the golf balls.
Oh, no, he's very unhappy. Can you not do something?
Well, if we could just get him to change his mind, but...
How?
Huh? Wait a minute. We know he won't be happy unless he's an astronaut, right?
Right.
And he certainly won't be happy sitting behind a desk.
Oh, that is right.
Well, then why can't he see it? Well, if there's only some way we can get him to look into the future.
Oh, but he can. That is easy.
That's easy? That... You mean you can show him what it's like?
Of course.
Well, Jeannie, that's wonderful. One look at his new job and he'll turn it down cold just like that. Boy, let's go and show him, huh?
Very well.
Oh, wait a minute. How bad is it?
Well, I do not know. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, we better take a look at it first. No use shattering his ego too much. Just pick his worst day.
His worst day.
Hey, look at that. Whoa, what is it? Hey, how does it work?
Well, first you put a drachma in.
Oh, a drachma, yeah.
Drachmas.
Now turn the handle.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that is too slow.
Oh.
A little faster. No, not too fast. Just. There, that is better. Mr. Nelson?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that is better.
Oh, wait a minute.
Would you like to sign this?
In just a moment, Jane.
Ellen. Oh, terrific.
Thank you. Did Miss Brooke call?
Oh, yes. She'd love to have lunch with you. Her chauffeur will pick you up. Oh, you have a terrace table at the country club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and your theater tickets are all set for this evening.
Oh, good. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, Jane.
Ellen. Thank you. Mr. Nelson. Here's the report you asked for.
Thank you, Sue. Oh, I see production's up 27%.
Yes, and it's all due to you.
It's a team effort.
Please remember that I'm on your team.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, General Peterson is waiting to see you.
General Peterson? Well, show him right in.
General Peterson.
Thank you. Tony!
Well, Martin, what brings you to Columbus?
I just flew in to see you. I wanted to tell you what a great job you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Martin.
We're all proud of you.
That's a team effort. How's Roger?
He's fine. Send his regards.
Sue, I've signed those contracts. I want to get them out in the early mail.
Well, it's quite a setup you got here, Tony.
Yes, it's a team effort, as I said.
Yeah, I can see that. I told you it wouldn't be so bad once you got yourself adjusted.
Yes, I'm trying to get it. I don't find it easy.
It's time for your massage, Mr. Nelson.
Well, I won't detain you. Keep up the good work, Tony.
Feel free to drop in any time, Martin.
I wouldn't want to interrupt your schedule.
Shall we go to work, Tony?
What happened?
It needs another drachma.
Yeah, well, give me another one.
I am out of drachmas.
You're out of drachmas? At a time like this, you're out of drachmas? Oh, listen, is that what an average day is like?
Yes.
And that's his worst day?
Yes. Would you like me to show you a good day?
No, I'd like you to show me where I can get a job like that. Get it back on again.
Shall we show Major Nelson what his new life will be like?
Oh, we show him that, we'll never get him to stay. Now we're going to have to think of something else.
That first secretary should have worn a veil.
Yeah, she should have worn a veil. Wait a minute. You want Tony Nelson to be happy, don't you?
You know I do.
And you know he's not going to be happy unless he's an astronaut.
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Lie a little.
evening, Master.
Oh, hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Pardon me.
Packing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I found a buyer for the house.
Oh, that's great. Great.
I've grown very fond of this place.
Yeah, me too.
Well, just think how exciting it will be living in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
I wonder what your new life will be like.
I don't know.
I can show you if you like.
Show me what?
Would you like to see you in your new job?
No, not particularly.
Well, you mean you wouldn't like to see what it's like on a typical day in the future, say, a year from now?
Could you do that?
Of course.
Well, it might be kind of interesting.
Oh, yes, he's going to be very happy, huh? Mm-hmm. Shall we show him his new job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There.
Oh, look, now, you got to take a look at this.
I will put a drachma in.
I thought you were all out of drachmas. Well, it's just turn the handle there. You'll
watch very closely, Master.
Yeah, just not too fast.
Sally. Okay.
Some fresh coffee, Sally, please.
These have got to get out tonight.
Well, can't it wait till in the morning? It's after midnight.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if they get out at all. You think I like working these hours? I got a life of my own, you know.
Yeah, I know that, Sally. Maybe tomorrow we can finish early.
It would help if they had somebody in your job who knew what he was doing.
Huh?
Your phone is ringing.
Hello. Oh, yes, sir. Well, you got to cancel the order? Well, you can't do that now, sir. Well, I know we're supposed to have it out last night, but one of our machines broke down. Well, I'll have it out first thing in the morning. Yes. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, please. Oh.
Here's some more cancellations.
More cancellations?
Oh, and here's your dinner. I just got a call from the foreman.
Oh, yeah? Is the number one machine... Is the number one machine fixed?
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
But number two and three are out. I want a raise!
Yeah, that figures.
Go on in.
Oh, General Peterson. Yes, sir. What brings you to town?
I came down here to find out what's going on.
Well, I know we're a little behind in the booster rocket delivery.
A little behind? I think you're deliberately sabotaging us. Well, this is the worst defense plant in the country. I'm asking for a congressional investigation.
A congressional investigation? Well, sir, we're having a little trouble with our equipment, but we're having it fixed. We're working around the clock.
Don't bother. We just cancel all your defense contracts.
Oh, sir, you can't do that. Give me a chance. We'll get them out of some.
I gave you a chance, Nelson. You let me down.
Yeah, but General, look, if you...
The number one machine is broken down again. And if Aggie gets a raise, I want a raise.
You want a raise?
You heard it, Buster.
Is it really going to be that bad?
Yes, Master.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I knew you'd hate it. Boy, did you see that office and those secretaries?
Oh, I never thought it was going to be that bad.
Yeah, well, I knew it'd shake you up. Well, now that you know about it.
Well, now that I know about it, I'm going to get down there as fast as I can and straighten things out before they cancel the whole contract. This could set the space program back 10 years.
Not be in this trouble in the first place if it were not for that Professor Lakewood's silly wife.
Yeah, it was all his silly wife's fault. Who?
The wife of the other man they wanted for the job. Major Nelson said he refused it.
Because of his wife?
Yes. She has a home in Connecticut and she does not want to leave it.
That's it.
That is what?
That's the person we're going to work on, his wife.
Oh, but if she loves her home, how can I make her leave it?
Yeah. If you loved your home, what would make you leave it?
You mean?
Yeah.
That's the most incredible thing I ever heard. No, Tony's on his way over here now. I'll talk to him and get back to you. Poor woman. Come in. Oh, Tony, come in and sit down.
Thanks.
Hey, Tony, how do you really feel about this job you're taking over?
Oh, I consider it a great opportunity, sir. It's the kind of challenge any young man would be proud of.
Between us.
I hate it.
How'd you like to stay where you are?
You mean I don't have to go, sir?
Well, it's up to you. You can have the job if you want to. But I think I ought to tell you, I had a call from Professor Lakewood. He says he'll take the job if you don't want it.
Well, I understood his wife didn't want to leave her house in Connecticut.
She was driven out by snakes.
Snakes?
Well, it's the most incredible thing you ever heard of. She was getting into bed, and the snakes came up the stairs and into her room. He says there were thousands of them. Anyway, she refused to set foot in the house again. If you don't mind giving up a big job and a big salary.
And two secretaries.
And two secretaries. Your place on the space program is still open.
Major.
Oh, yes.
I've just heard the news. Is it true?
Oh, that's right. I'm not going. Well, I'll certainly miss you, sir. I hope you enjoy your cruise.
Cruise? Oh, do you think I'll leave you here alone? Oh, no, Major. If you're staying, I'm staying. I'll just go and get back my resignation. No. I'm leaving.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see you're unpacking.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I guess you haven't heard the news.
News?
Yeah, I'm not going.
You're not going? What happened?
Oh, well, there was this Professor Lakewood. He had a wife who wouldn't leave.
Hello, Master.
Oh.
I'm ready to leave for Columbus, Ohio.
We're not going to Columbus, Ohio, Jeannie. We're staying right here.
We are? What happened?
Well, you see, this professor and his wife were driven out of their house by a bunch of snakes. You see, the snakes ran out of the bedroom and she came out screaming.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, Roger. Well, how do you know all that?
A lucky guess?
Jeannie?
I have some house cleaning to
Jeannie,
do.
Jeannie, did you send those snakes to that poor woman?
Please do not be angry, Master. I only did it to help you.
Yeah, don't be angry. You're
asking... Wait a minute. Don't blame her. It was my idea. I guess we shouldn't have butted in the first place, huh?
Well, if you hadn't have, I'd never forgiven you.
Do you mean that?
Of course I do.
Oh, Master! Oh, does he not look like
that? Oh, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry you're busy tonight, Pat. Yeah. Well, maybe some other time. Yeah, bye. Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Any luck, Raj?
Well, everyone's got a date tonight. You know how busy Monday nights are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, do you mind if just the three of us go to dinner tonight?
Oh, of course not.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Do you know that cute little secretary? The one without the veil? With the...
Oh, yes.
Well, I was wondering if she's not doing anything tonight. Maybe you could,
Is it all right, Master?
Hmm? I don't know. I haven't seen her, but if it's all right with Roger, it's okay with me.
Oh, she's beautiful. You'll love her. Oh, just, would you mind, Jeannie? Just, no.
Of course.
I'm used to getting picked up at my place. I hope we don't go to some cheap place. I'm all dressed up, and I want to go someplace nice. I spent $29.50 on this dress, and I don't want to waste it. After dinner, I want to go dancing. If anything I hate is a cheap date who won't take you dancing. The last fellow I went out with insisted that we go to some crummy place. We ended up...